This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is where things you've never seen. You've read about them, but you've never seen them. They're in stock. Check them out. We're going to talk about Edward Mark Felix. He's a former owner of something called the National Survival Store in Las Vegas. And he alleges multiple improprieties resulting from the ATF oversight and his protracted quest for answers that has been stalled without an enforceable official inquiry. His story is complex, ranging from allegations of being directed to allow straw purchases, similar to methods revealed in Operation Fast and Furious, to claims of stolen guns, to being squeezed out of his store, to FFL renewal irregularities, to claims of having illegal tracking devices placed on his car, and more. He's been trying to gain attention and an investigation into his claim for years, with extremely limited results and plenty of stonewalling by those who could provide the clarification he seeks, but won't do it. A lot of people get approached by other people who seemingly have outrageous claims. And in a lot of cases, there's very little that can be done as the stories are invariably subjective, long on allegations, short on documentation, and the time and resources just aren't there for a freelancer to do all the needed digging and verification. Matters are further complicated when legal issues are involved. And this is much the case with the National Survival Store saga. With one important difference, it could open the whole thing up for scrutiny. There is an audit trail via bank records, and those could not only open ATF practices employed in Felix's case up for congressional investigation, but provide further corroboration of other claims, opening the door for those with authority to start pulling threads, asking questions, and compelling answers. How he lost control of his store in the first place was alluded to in one of the only media reports on his story presented a year ago by PIX 11 News. In 2007, he foiled a supposed robbery at the store, but police wound up charging him an eventual assault conviction for injuring the alleged robber's elbow with a knife meant probation. So he had to give up day-to-day control of the gun shop to a woman who would become his fiancée, Julie Shields. A key agent overseeing National Survival after control was taken from Felix was ATF's Tommy Ho. A key question that needs to be asked concerns his authority to direct Wells Fargo Bank withhold account information from Felix. For its part, Wells Fargo isn't talking. A follow-on question is why a check from that account is signed by an endorser with an as-yet-indecipherable complete name that appears to include Ho. Who is that person, and what is that person's authority to write checks on the National Survival account for what appears to be the purchase of guns? That check was noticed by the office of Representative Kathleen Rice, formally asking the FBI last July to investigate a fraud claim for the account on behalf of constituent Felix. Per Felix, the FBI declined to look into matters when he had inquired, allegedly claiming it to be a civil matter, and further absolving itself from investigating sums under $100,000. Felix protests, "I would like to obtain a congressional hearing to review all these issues. If this is not brought to the front line, what is the purpose of justice?" There are two bodies that can question this, although at this particular point I don't know what good it does myself, simply because they question lots of things and I don't know what it changes. That would be the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, chaired by Representative Jason Chaffetz, and the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Senator Chuck Grassley. This is deja vu, because this is how the Fast and Furious investigation began, where David Kodrea and Mike Vanderbo pressured both bodies to open an inquiry into seemingly outrageous claims and urging other media outlets to investigate so they could be independently corroborated. As with Fast and Furious, claims presented here have been vetted with proven trusted advisors knowledgeable of the situation and of ATF inner workings, that being from Kodrea, and they agree there's much to be explained. Now, the story is long, and it takes many, many, many twists. And there's plenty more out there that will turn up in an internet search, but it's also easy to get lost and overwhelmed trying to piece everything together. So, you know, Kodrea is going to look at some other elements in the story in the near future, but for now, the desired outcome at once is to get more attention to the committees. And to that end, if this interests you, then you need to contact Representatives Chaffetz and Senator Chuck Grassley with a request to look at the smoke and see if they can find what's causing it. So rather than filling out forms that give preferential consideration to district state constituents, and because the work of committees is of national interest, approach the chairman by messaging their respective social media accounts. It sort of sounds like they set him up and then they put the noose around his neck and tightened it. If they've got Kodrea looking at it, well, they got issues. They've got big issues. And who is this ho cat? And why is his name on a check? On a check of a business that he's supposedly overseeing. I don't. But it will be interesting to find it out. Coming up next week, Lock and Load is going to be at the NRA meetup. And if you're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, and if you want to come to the Louisville Expo Center, I think is what they call it, we'll be there at booth 6517. And come and meet us. Come meet Sean Maloney. Come meet Tim Knight. Come meet Beth Bacher. Come meet me. Come hang out. Let me do a little video with you. Let me do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Because I haven't ever done this before. I've never left the show to go do this. Which, unfortunately, I will have to leave the show Thursday and Friday to go do that. But, hey, this is going to be something to try to expand the show. This is going to be an attempt to get us into a budgetary position where some of the things that I really wanted to do, I'm going to be able to do. Hopefully. It's not engraved in stone or anything by any stretch of the imagination. But we're going to be pushing this. We're going to be pushing it hard, and that will be something coming up. But it all starts in Louisville, which now, of course, thankfully, the Kentucky Derby is over with, and it'll be peaceful there with, 80,000 gun owners. And the NRA meetup is not a gun-free zone. Unlike SHOT Show. That's one reason I don't go to SHOT Show. But I will be back. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. There you will find a selection of guns, the likes of which you've never seen before in your life. I just got this from Second Call Defense. This is the story of a man who had a home intruder coming into his house, and he shot him, incredibly, in San Francisco, of all places. Now he's getting hit with a civil lawsuit from the guy he shot. This is a transcript from a video. A Bay Area man said he's struggling to pay his legal fees after a home intruder he shot filed a lawsuit against him. Joe Ballisteri could hardly believe an intruder sued him for negligent use of a handgun. "That is my biggest issue. Our judicial system allows these people to have the right to try to sue," he told KPIX 5 TV. Ballisteri said he was merely protecting his family. "I had no choice given the circumstances." On March 24, 2012, his family was spending the night at his parents' home in Foster City. At 4:15 a.m., a noise woke him. "I heard a noise coming from the front door. I heard clicking, rattling of the door handle. I woke up my father, told him someone's trying to break into your house. Where's your gun?" Ballisteri said the intruder did not stop at the front door. He jumped the fence, made his way around the back of the house, through a side door and into the garage, left unlocked. He recalled, "This guy is now in my house." In the dark room, Ballisteri came face to face with a 6'4 intruder and fired 3 shots. Here's the catch. The plaintiff said he was intoxicated and thought he was walking into his friend's house. Ballisteri said there was no knocking, there was no announcement, there was no nothing. Months after the incident, there was a civil suit. In the end, the judge sided with Ballisteri. With mounting legal fees, he launched a GoFundMe account in hopes of once and for all paying off his debt and putting that horrific night behind him. Ballisteri said, "That guy put a huge burden on my shoulders." Prosecutors didn't file charges in the case since the shooting happened in his parents' house. Their homeowner's insurance covered only their legal fees, not his. This is why you want to be a member of Second Call Defense or something. Second Call Defense is the better plan simply because one of the costs and two of the coverage. The coverage would have covered this as an example, the civil suit. He wasn't charged, so he had no criminal suit to worry about. And he's, you know, GoFundMe sites are fine, but all it takes is a bad guy with a whole bunch of chutzpah and a lawyer. And even if you win the legal battle, you're still in debt because you have to pay your own legal fees in order to fight this guy in court. And some people launch a civil suit for that reason alone, to punish you with debt for a case they may know they can't win. This is why it's better to pay $20 a month than it is to worry about getting a GoFundMe site and getting out there and relying on the kindness of strangers. Given the way things are going, I'm going to give you a couple more stories regarding Second Call Defense. Just because, since I went out and trained over the weekend at the SWAT range, and I realized the way I'm going to engage in a gunfight, I'm going to get the book thrown at me. If I have to defend myself with a gun, I'm going to get the book thrown at me. Because of two things. One, I know handguns are notoriously weak when it comes to stopping somebody. So what am I going to do? I'm going to shoot him at least 5 times quickly. It's going to be quick. I haven't timed any of this. I need to time some of this. But, I mean, I would imagine I'm getting 5, 6, 7 shots off in a second. I mean, I just have a quick trigger finger. And I mean, that's just the way I shoot. It's where I've trained myself to shoot. And knowing that, I feel a little sense of relief having this, because without it, where would I be if I have to defend myself? In South Carolina, as an example, there's not a whole lot of lawyers that do this kind of thing. There's not a whole lot of lawyers at all that do this kind of thing. Now, that's not to say that some aren't criminal attorneys. But there's, as far as I know, with the exception of possibly the associates of second call defense, I don't know of anybody out there that's claiming to be a specialist in armed self-defense. Because this is where a whole bunch of emotion comes out. You know, the prosecutor's going to be coming after you. He's going to be trying to make a little mileage on your name and on your action and everything else. And then there's the lawyers that are basically ambulance chasers that would sue you in a civil suit, which, you know, if you know what, if you're so drunk as to where you don't know where you are, I don't know how much of a client you really truly may be. But having said that, you know, I'm glad I have it. I would like to have you guys have it. I would like to see you guys get it. And no, he won't be here tomorrow. Sean won't be here till tomorrow. And that's fine. But of all the sponsors I've ever had, this is the one that where if you do become one of their clients, this is one of those things that makes a positive change in your life in the event that you have to actually defend yourself. And if you're one of the people like me that carry a gun for self-defense, then chances are if something does happen, God forbid, and you're in a self-defense situation, you're going to use a gun to defend yourself. And I found out just how quick I can get back on it. And this weekend, I'll be working on speeding that up. Because now that I've figured out what was wrong and I've corrected it, I'm ready to go. Training will continue unabated. And what skill I do have, I'll continue to try to refine. And that will be a problem. If I have to defend myself, even though I may be very adept, even though I may be very accurate, a prosecutor will look at me as a mad dog. And I'm going to need somebody like Maloney to step up and get between me and him, because I can't defend myself against him. I could defend myself against the guy that came through the door, but I can't defend myself against the system. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem. In fact, that's the only problem. That's the biggest reason to be a member. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components to take the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. ReactiveGunworks.com. Well, the media is at it again. The gun-hating media. They wallow in ignorance as they attempt to claim. And let me make one thing perfectly clear. This pilgrim here, this guy I'm about to talk about, this shooter, not exactly your textbook way to do a defensive gun use. As a matter of fact, so far from it that I'm not really sure whose side to take on this. But they're attempting to claim that a South Carolina man who killed two alleged home invaders and then set their bodies on fire is claiming a stand your ground defense as he goes to trial. I did say that correctly. He shot and killed two people, and they were attempting to, you know, they were home invaders, and he set them on fire. However, stand your ground is not his defense claim at all. A Goose Creek resident, which is down on the coast, by the way, panicked earlier this year after fatally shooting two intruders in his home. Because he was panicked, he then burned and buried their bodies in his backyard instead of calling police. Not exactly, you know, that's why. In order to have a second call defense, you have to make the first call to the cops. This is James Edward Loftus. His eagerness to make the self-defense argument in court helped sway a judge Monday to grant bail to the 39-year-old as he prepares for a trial on a pair of murder charges. He fatally shot taxi driver Guma Oz Dubar, 46, and James Cody Newland, 32, on March 5th at his house on South Pandora Drive. He's expected to post $250,000 in bail and be freed sometime this week, said his attorney Stephen Harris of Charleston. This case poses new questions about the SC Protection of Persons and Property Act, a stand-your-ground law that gives homeowners the right in many in circumstances, which is actually castle doctrine is what it works out to. He used deadly force against people breaking into their houses. Authorities have said that Loftus's account of the episode has varied, but his attorney insisted that one aspect has remained constant. Two people he shot had confronted him in his own home. He did, though, call his client's actions afterward heinous. A footprint on the front door of the Loftus's home, blood on the door jamb, and the preliminary crime scene showing that the men were shot inside the home seemed to provide at least partial corroboration for his claim that the men forced their way into his home. The Goose Creek police even admit that Dubar knew and forced their way into the Loftus home. And he has the right to arm self-defense to stop someone attempting to invade his home. That's castle doctrine. It's been that way since, we picked up that terminology from the Brits. And the concept dates even back further to the Romans. Stand your ground laws are different from but related to castle doctrine. The concept between stand your ground is that you have no duty to retreat from where you are legally entitled to be. SYG is an extension of legal protections of castle doctrine so that you don't have to give up your back and attempt retreat when under a deadly force attack. The duty to retreat imposed on the person under attack was a deep flaw within the criminal justice system. It put people already under attack at greater risk of being severely injured or killed, requiring them to retreat before using lethal force to defend their lives. Stand your ground removed that dangerous and deadly requirement to attempt to retreat, which only served to protect violent predators. If you're a journalist in Goose Creek, quite obviously you cannot grasp the difference between the two things. Reporters have routinely mischaracterized any unpopular self-defense story as a stand-your-ground case, even when stand-your-ground was never part of the defense. That's what happened with Zimmerman, Martin. That's what happened with that. They called that a stand-your-ground. It was not a stand-your-ground case. And that's what we're seeing in this gruesome Loftus case in South Carolina. Loftus is claiming that Dubar and Newland forced their way into his home and that he shot them in self-defense. This is a straight-up, unambiguous castle doctrine defense. It's possible that he may be lying and may have murdered the man, but his defense claim is clear. The media similarly and spectacularly lied about the shooting dead of Trayvon Martin at the hand of George Zimmerman, and about Michael Brown, and Freddie Gray. Oh, yeah, anyway, back to this. The media and pro-crime activists, and that's what they are, they're pro-crime. Pro-crime. Repeatedly lied about the Zimmerman case, claiming that he was using a stand-your-ground defense before, during, and after the trial. And his lawyers never used that defense. Zimmerman's case was always one of straight self-defense. He was confronted from behind, sucker-punched, mounted, and beaten by a drug-abusing illegal gun dealer named Trayvon Martin. He had no chance to retreat. Stand-your-ground was never even an option. Why do they have this pathological need to lie about this? Why do they have to lie about stand your ground? Now, what they like to call it is shoot everybody. instead of stand your ground, they like to call it shoot on sight or something like that. Why do they attempt to take something that doesn't apply and insert it into a case when that law does not apply? Now, many reporters don't like guns. On ideological grounds, it's hardly a surprise that they'll misrepresent the laws that would enable you or me to use that firearm to defend our lives. Although I do have to say, James Edward Loftus, if you do manage to extract yourself from this case and remain whole, if you do, first of all, think about coming up with $250,000 in bail is $25,000 that you have to come up with in cash. Where'd you get that from? Who had to cash something in? Somebody had to give something up to get that money. And that's now he's got this promise to go to court, which I'm pretty sure he will. But what kind of mindset do you have to where you shoot somebody and kill them, even if they're breaking into your home? And then you look at him and go, mm-hmm, take him out back, burn him. And Goose Creek is a fairly well-to-do part of town down there in the low part of the country. Low part of South Carolina. Low, what do they call it? The low country. Yeah, the low country. They call it the low country. But not textbook, but definitely not stand your ground. That was Castle Doctrine the whole way. I don't know about the rest. I don't know about taking them out back and burning the stumps. I really don't. That part astonishes me. That would never occur to me. That would never occur to me. If somebody's in the house, the law's pretty clear on that. In fact, it's so clear that it'd be silly to do anything other than what the law states. It's going to be very unpleasant. I don't know, I don't know how much more unpleasant it can be than, say, shooting somebody, then taking them out back and dousing them and whatever accelerant he did and setting them afire and then burying them in his backyard so that he can be reminded of it every time he steps out the backyard about his time shooting those bad guys that came through the door. That part just cracks me up just thinking about it. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed. A little musing, if you will, before we go. How many times, for those of us that like entertainment, how many times have we woken up to find some incredible talent has died altogether too young? Jim Morrison, Elvis Presley, John Belushi, Marilyn Monroe, Amy Winehouse. How many times have we seen somebody with seemingly everything? They're rich, they're famous, they're gifted, they have the world at their fingertips. And because of their own excesses and their own inability to control themselves, they just throw it all away. What's distressing about this is the similarity that these individuals have to America at large. We're the greatest nation that ever existed. We've saved the world three times. We've helped hundreds of millions of people become free. We put a man on the moon and we stand alone with the world's strongest economy to go along with the world's best military. What about that military? Well, it's so overburdened with restrictive rules of engagement and meddling politicians and lawyers making decisions about whom soldiers in the field can kill that our troops go into every fight with one hand tied behind their backs. Despite our military superiority, could we, and that's only technologically, because we don't have the manpower anymore. Could we turn the tide in another fight like World War II, or would we be too tangled up in red tape to get the job done? And what about the world's best economy? It's not what it once was. Over the last 10 years, our economy has grown at the slowest rate since the Great Depression. Our labor force participation rate is a paltry 62.8%, which is a 38-year low. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is printing money like it's going out of style while our country can no longer function without enormous amounts of borrowed money that we never intend to pay back. What can't go on won't go on. And America can't afford to continue borrowing money like this. Eventually, the interest rates of the money we're borrowing are going to skyrocket, and we'll soon get to the point that we can't afford to pay for Medicare and Social Security. It wouldn't be surprising if we hit that point in any time within the next 20 years. You know what happens then?
Meanwhile, teachers' unions have destroyed our public school system. In places like Detroit, where liberals hold total sway, 93% of students are not proficient in reading, 96% are not proficient in math. Public school systems are failing so many of these kids, taking away their bright futures and leaving them with ashes. And then the kids who do make it to college are taught by communist terrorists like Bill Ayers and other degenerates. They're taught that capitalism, the system that responsible for building the greatest economy the world has ever seen, is terrible. While socialism, which produced nightmares like Cuba, North Korea, and the Soviet Union, is nice and fair and best for everyone. While this is all happening, they're turned into pathetic milksops. They're taught about things like microaggressions and safe spaces. And they're told they need written consent to have sex, something human beings have been managing without paperwork since time began. They're the future. You think these kids are the ones to fix our debt problems and keep America from sinking into a Great Depression? If that actually happens, it will be in spite of what they're learning right now today, not because of it. And the same can be said for our culture, which has become so backwards and depraved that many of us have become unable to figure out what gender people are anymore. We live in a country where movies and popular culture are hostile to conservatism, Christianity, and capitalism that made this into a great nation while they encouraged drug use, hedonism, and every warped idea known to man. We've got a bunch of silver spoon kids throwing a tantrum because though we have it better than anyone else, it's still not as good as some people say it could be. Now, the rest of the world, much of the rest of the world, would gladly trade places with us any day, tomorrow, yesterday. And many of them are, illegally, of course. We've become so weak and decadent and reluctant to obey the rule of law that we reward illegals for breaking the law with impunity. Morally, we have become so lost that many people think the bad guys are the ones who want to stick to the just laws on the books instead of the people who knowingly break the law. Our government seems incapable of dealing with this situation, or for that matter, any other situation. What are they doing about the debt? Nothing. What about Medicare and Social Security? Both programs are vital to senior citizens, yet they're not sustainable. What's being done to protect those key programs? Nothing. Our politicians are, I joke about being a sociopath. They actually are. They're the sons of rich men who have given up on tackling the real problems and have become obsessed with trivia instead. They don't know how to fix the debt or do anything else right, but they have some strong opinions on what the team name of the Redskins should be, or whether a 150-year-old Civil War statue should be pulled down. This is what we have done with a great nation that was handed to us on a silver platter by our ancestors. A beacon of light, a city on a hill, a shelter from the storm of tyranny and utter poverty that grips so much of the rest of the planet. And we're systematically destroying it, decimating it, degrading everything they built. What do they know after all? They're just a bunch of old dead white guys, right? So despite this hubris that comes from growing up in a nation where we've enjoyed the fruits of other people's labor, we haven't proven to be as wise as the founding fathers were. They were interested in turning this country into a great power. We're interested in using that power. They came up with a system that keeps us free and well-governed for hundreds of years. We spend our time looking for loopholes in that system that we can exploit. They pledge their lives and fortunes and sacred honor to make this country work, while we laugh at honor and try to figure out how to get something for nothing. The founding fathers knew that the future was brighter than the past for America. At this point, can we say the same thing? As a conservative, I can't. We're a nation that was born, and we've struggled in a light that is headed
into a darkness that, unfortunately, we made for ourselves. Some of us should be ashamed of what we've done with this legacy that was passed on to us, this great legacy by people that were better than most of us, with one exception. With one exception. Those of you out there that are ready, that are armed, that do not pay attention to the indoctrination that they try to force upon you, you are the one saving grace. You're the one saving grace. All of you won't be involved in what may happen, without a doubt. A lot of you will stay home. But that'll be okay. That'll be okay because it's encouraging to know you're there. It's a sign of defiance to disregard popular culture and to cling to the old way. It's nice to have iPhones and iPads and MacBooks and all this other stuff, but at the same time, honor is unchanged. Culture has changed. But for those of us that cling to a different time when honor meant something, well, let's just keep holding on because we may be needed at some point. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.